Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time on Giant 90.9, you are not, but I am. And today I am the myself. And, well, hey, why y'all staring at me?
We got to count this up sometimes because I think sometimes you're like for the 2,900 and then now we're 1,914. So it's like, I think we're jumping around.
That's that new math, you know? You know, we don't.
Common Core.
There you go. We can do it. What are you teaching those kids? What are you teaching those kids? That's not a kid. That's an adult. That's even worse.
That sounds right. Mr. Easter, this is Dr. Butts.
Oh, boy, that's so cool. Take your seats and get ready. 244-9234-244-WBDG. If you can't laugh, then hang up or go to class. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. That's our email here on School Talk. And thanks, kudos out to my producer, Zach. I got another Zach. I got Zach in the corner. Zach in the other Zach shows up. I got two Zach, but Zach in the corner. You're Zach in the corner. You're Zach behind the wheel. And you're in the corner, Mr. Easter. And I got Julian and I got Bree out there in the hallway or in the classroom. Kudos to two young ladies. Can I call my groupies? Can they be my groupies?
I don't know.
We'll not have groupies.
This is your show.
Those are my students. And thank you, Bree. And thank you, Julian, for all you do here in the radio station with donuts.
Blueberry muffin.
Donuts. Yeah, hey, stuff and things going on in Wayne Township. I'm just so thankful to be here.
And the made a Zach change.
I'm thankful to be anywhere. Thank you. Yeah, did an exact change. Did an exact change.
What's up?
Yeah, you did an exact change. You're going to get it, too.
I am going to get it. Don't worry.
You're doing my job.
I am.
There's a term for that when you do things. No, that's all late. But anyway, leave that term alone. I am so glad you're on the airway.
We're already in trouble.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Yeah, we're off script. Yeah, off script. But first of all, I just love being on the airways on the west side, the best side here on Giant 90.9 WBDG. A lot of things happening on the airways. Hey, y'all been busy this week, and we'll get into that too before we have to do something else. But we'll do something else now because we'll do that now. We're going to do what's it called?
Oh, that's it.
That's what it's called. Well, Romeo and Juliet tonight and on Saturday at 7 p.m. That's right. Tonight and Saturday only. I know yesterday we had a little bit of confusion about that.
We added an extra performance and maybe gave the wrong times. But these are the right ones.
That's called misconfusion. That's called misconfusion.
There it is right there. This is the right times. Tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m.
That's why I added the exclamation point there.
That was the only 2 days you could see Romeo and Juliet. March 19th through April 3rd will be spring break.
Yay,
push the magic button.
All right.
I'm calling for it every single
time. Oh, no, not one of those games.
He's doing your job. He's doing your job.
Push the button.
Been there.
Standing ovation.
Yes, March 19th through April 3rd.
Do you notice that I'm drinking something this morning?
Yeah, he's also drinking something.
I got coffee this morning. That's not.
I got Monster.
So I got coffee.
But we will be on spring break. No school those days. So if you come to school, you're about maybe
you're better
2 weeks.
Me.
You're about 2 weeks early. So.
Yep. So, spring break coming up should be a lot of fun.
Also, School Talk with Emerson. We have one more show before spring break.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah, yeah. Heard about that. Good job.
Yeah. Mr. Easter brought it up to me.
And, we booked the city manager.
Yeah.
For Panama City Beach.
That's
Mario
news.
Gisbert.
Yeah. Push it back to Mario. Whoa. Yeah.
So he will be our guest next week.
Yes, and that's going to be a fun show. I'm really excited about
international
that.
Radio station.
Because, you know how it goes. I mean, a lot of our students go down south to spring break, and we thought maybe dedicate that show on that Friday to talking about what happens in Panama City and, you know, because a lot of our students go there and what could happen, mm-hmm. make the right choices, and that's what it's about.
That's a good show to tune in for your parents also, because a lot of your kids are going down there. So you have an opportunity to hear from officials of that city. You have a name. And say, who knows? You might want to call down and check on your kids. Check, call Mario. You know,
our,
kind of interesting.
The band's going down to Florida.
That's what I'm talking about.
So.
Florida?
Yeah, we're going to Florida.
Going to Florida?
Yeah, we're going to go down to Florida.
I love me some Florida.
I'm excited about
that. I love some Florida.
And one more thing that we have on the big board, daylight savings times begin Sunday morning at 2 a.m.
So what that mean?
Basically, set your clocks ahead 1 hour before.
So we spring forward.
Yeah. Mm. So my watch is actually an hour ahead, so I don't really have to worry about that.
You didn't use it this morning, did you?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That means we'll be driving back to school in the dark again after spring break.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Oh, well.
You know, it was just kind of getting light and everything, and it was spring forward. But that means it's always tough. The spring forward is always tougher for me than the fall back because it seems like the spring forward, you know, you look outside, it's like, 9 o'clock, and I have to close my curtains early.
Exactly.
Because if I don't, my brain wants to stay awake because it'll be like, you know, 8:30 and it's still light.
You
know, like,
I want to go to bed. You're not going. This is your brain, Easter. You're not going. I don't care what you say.
I don't think I've ever gone to bed at 8:30.
Get up. Get up. Go to bed. You're not going.
I'm a night owl.
Go to bed.
I mean, that'd be crazy. A voice in your head going.
Night owl.
You'd be talking to yourself. You're not going to bed. You're not going.
That'd be the night owl.
Yeah. Knocking on your window. Hey, John, wake up.
Not going.
Too early.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
This is a special announcement from your brain.
We lost it already.
I know.
We're so
what crazy. Was that?
That was a long sever. Big
boy for real, though. Hey, that Romeo and Juliet Friday, Saturday.
Is there anybody out there cool. In the waiting room for Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, Juliet. Have you seen Romeo? Have you seen Juliet?
Romeo, Juliet, are you out there?
Romeo.
Where for art thou, Romeo?
Down here.
Come on.
It's going to be awesome. Awesome play.
Juliet, are you there?
So, well, maybe hello. Maybe they're still practicing.
Yeah.
So
that was supposed to be the show today.
Speaking of shows, though, Christy Lee.
Yeah.
How y'all do that?
Well, we couldn't have her on the air yet. We can't, she's still under her non-compete clause for the Bob and Tom show.
Okay.
So we cannot put her on the air, but she was.
Is the show over? They quit that show yet?
No, Bob and Tom's still going.
No, they're still going.
I'm sorry, Bob. Sorry, Tom.
She had a 3-month non-compete clause, she said.
Oh, okay. Well, so this is high school. Oh, no, ma'am, I'm sorry.
She's got some really cool opportunities coming up, but we can't really reveal. She's revealing those, and Christy Lee, it was awesome to see her in here. She's been wanting to get in here. Mm-hmm. For a long time. It's just, you know, usually she was working and we couldn't make it work out. So now her, it's so funny. She's been having a, since she was on the Bob and Tom show. In fact, she made it a joke on there at one point that she's not on the Alumni Wall of Fame. So here at Ben Davis. So we're going to get her on the Alumni Wall at some point. That morning I got a phone call from, I think it was, or a text or a Twitter message. It was from Mr. Taylor.
Okay.
One of the assistant superintendents here in Wayne. And he said, Christy Lee is talking about not being on the Alumni Wall this morning.
We made it out to her.
So we'll get her out there.
I forgot what student we took, but a couple of years ago, maybe two or three, we took a couple of students out to Bob and Tom show. I took a picture with Bob and Tom, Christy Lee, and the students. And I got to find that picture. I posted back on the on the Facebook when she had opportunity. We had opportunity to go out to the Bob and Tom
show. It was kind of funny though because I said, if we put you up on the alumni wall, then you can't be like Susan Lucci anymore. You know, remember Susan Lucci? She got nominated for the Emmy 20 sometimes to get on. So, but we're gonna work our best. And I know Christy, before she left, she took a picture in front of the alumni wall and said, here's the ever famous alumni wall. Here I am. I'm not on it. So, Christy, we're going to get you on the alumni wall.
Well, she took a picture by the big banner, so that was cool.
Yes. You know, she was awesome. That was awesome. And I don't know, you guys were more the beneficiaries of it, but she was very open and answered all questions and was just very awesome with our students. So, thank you to Christy Lee.
All right. Speaking of awesome and working hard, state contest coming up.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I will be a chaperone.
I will
chaperone. That's an awesome time to watch our students compete for a state contest in radio and television.
Well, we'll send your name in.
I think I responded and said, I'm down for that. You know, but it's an awesome time. I mean, parents probably never seen this, and some of the teachers have, but seeing our young people compete for state contests down at Indiana University is awesome. You know, our kids are so well-dressed.
The University of Indianapolis.
Did I say that?
You said ISU.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably why I went to ISU. But seeing our kids well-dressed, well-mannered, well-behaved, and they stand out. Yeah. Our kids stand out.
Absolutely.
And that's a testament.
And, you know, we were the first school to kind of do that. We were the first school to kind of have our students dress up, and now all the other ones do it.
That's right. Hey.
We're the role models.
Yeah, we're pioneers.
But we'll have a good time.
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
Win, lose, or tie, we'll have a good time.
But the kids have a good time, right? The sessions, the breakout sessions, the classes.
And that's the big thing. I mean, you know, they're going to have a chance to learn from people in the industry, college professors will be there.
Exactly.
Other peers will be other peers. Mm-hmm. Peers will be there. That's redundant. Other peers.
Other peers.
Misconfused communication.
I misconfused. I misunderestimated myself.
That is great. Coming up. Also, I'm just going down to my list here. I'm going to make sure I hit things. The 50-50.
That's coming up, yes.
That's coming up.
I'm really excited about that.
Mr. Easter is too.
Daylight saving time got bumped it off the big board for now. But, yeah, the 50-50 is coming up. May 6th, 7th, and 8th this year. We have already received some prizes to give away from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Hey.
You know, they're always – I just want to say something about IMS. I know they're having their 100th year from the Indy 500 and everything else that's going on out here on the west side. It's so awesome to see what's going on in Speedway. I was just down on Main Street in Speedway. You know, it totally. There are four restaurants now on Main Street in Speedway. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably leaving a couple out. Off.
There's a couple more coming up.
Maybe five or six, but... you know, just it's just become a tremendous area there, kind of like a Mass Ave on the west side. And then you talk about some of the development that they're going to have there at the end of Main Street, and it's just been pretty awesome to see what's cropping up around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it does seem like just that organization. It doesn't seem like that organization has been wonderful to us since we started the marathon. They Claudia Prosser, who we communicate with, they've been awesome. So thank you so much to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for donating or for giving us prizes every year.
Push magic.
Appreciate it.
Whoa! that's an example of West Siders doing the right thing. But sometimes some things just don't. Give me the good one. I got a good one for you because sometimes it just don't make no sense.
And this has been another
give me the other one. I got another one.
There
we go.
One that says intro.
There you go.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
My poor producer.
Now it's time for.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. I agree. The 500-mile race folks are perfect West Side partners. But we got another West Side partner that's not being nice.
Uh-oh.
The Carrier Corporation. This is Emerson talking, y'all.
Uh-oh.
They're leaving town and taking a lot of jobs with them.
Uh-oh.
And I'm saying that because there's a lot of West Side families involved. Probably a lot of kids from Ben Davis High School, probably, or Wayne Township schools. I'm just saying a lot of families are going to be uprooted by this. And they're all moving that company down somewhere in Mexico for cheaper labor, you know. And a lot of families are going to be hurt, you know. And I take my hat off to Carly Macer, State Rep Carly Macer, who authorized an amendment that would enable local units of government to claw back property tax incentives granted to a company that leaves our state and prevent them from taking any more advantage of corporate tax breaks enacted by state government. Push that magic button for Carly Macer.
Whoa!
You know, she's out here fighting for our kids, fighting for our community. My hat goes off to her. You know, and Carrier Corporation, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. And just shame on you. It's hurting a lot of families here on the West Side. So, you know, from good guys on the West Side to bad guys on the West Side, some things just don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
And this has been another edition of.
And this has been another edition of.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
My heart goes out to the families. You know, it's just terrible. You know, and I don't get into a lot of politics on my radio show. You know, negative politics, but that's affecting families. And I just wanted to say that. I couldn't say nothing about it last week, a couple weeks ago, because of my condition, fighting what I'm fighting, still fighting with. But I wanted to say something today. And so I said, there it is. It's done. Mr. Allen said that. Look at Mr. Allen, Mr. Easter.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had Rick Proctor and Carly Macer on the show. And that's one of the things we talked about was Carrier. And I'm sure, you know, we'll have Dr. Butts on the first show after spring break. And I'm sure it's something he'll be talking about, too. It's devastating for the West Side. But, you know, we are Wayne. We pull through this, and we'll get through it together. Yeah. And already have seen, you know, I know the governor's met with him. I know Senator Donnelly, mm-hmm. Senator Coates. I mean, if there's one thing that united the parties,
it was
this move
right.
By Carrier, because it is such a huge deal. And it wasn't, you know, I think people might, it certainly wouldn't be any easier to swallow for the employees, but if Carrier were losing billions of dollars and millions of dollars, but they're not. They're a profitable company.
Very profitable. Ain't losing a dime.
They're just, you know.
Trying to keep more of a dime. Get me started up in here.
Yeah. So I'll just leave it with.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Anyway, I got a question for y'all. Are you a waiter? Are you a waiter, Zach?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Zach, are you a waiter?
No.
Mr. Easter, are you a waiter?
No, but I've been in food service before.
Okay. A waiter. And poor Zach.
Oh.
One who waits and waits and waits and waits for something to come his or her way. Or are you a winner? Are you a winner, Zach?
Sometimes, yes.
Are you a winner, Zach?
Absolutely.
Mr. Easter, are you a winner?
Depends on the day.
A winner waits for nothing. A winner takes action and makes plans and follows through. So are you a winner or a waiter? Zach?
I'm a winner.
Zach?
Winner.
Mr. East?
Winner.
And are you a winner? He says, yeah. He said, we know. I'm a winner, too.
You don't know.
I like catching kids off guard. Sometimes you need a wake-up call. Sometimes, you know, wake-up call, you know, serves and lets you know that, you know, you got a problem or then you need a wake-up call. So wake-up call to your students. You know, don't waste no more time. I mean, how much time you got left for the years up, for the semesters up? How much time you got?
So
spring break, they get a spring break, and then they got a couple more months?
Yeah, it's about 8 weeks.
So you got a lot of time to turn things around. And so if you're in the classroom now struggling a little bit, you got a lot of time to turn things around. Don't waste no time. You know, take advantage of things. And I got a message for adults also. Spring break's coming up. Your kids are going to be going places. If there's some place that you wanted to go, go. This is for the adults. Hey, kids always go on spring break. They always go to Florida. They go to Panama Beach, all these places, you know. If you're an adult and you can do it, you go somewhere on spring break. Go somewhere, have some fun. Something you need to do, go do it. You know, someplace you need to go, go. Don't waste time. Just go do it. If you can't do it this year, plan for next year.
But put a plan together and have some fun. Zig Ziglar said, and he's, I guess he said the best way, you know, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. Zig Ziglar. So be a winner. That's Emerson's words of today. Be a winner. Don't be a waiter. Be a winner. And this has never been an edition. That makes some sense. That makes sense to me. Anyway, I don't know where that came from, but it changed from.
This has been another edition of yeah. It does make sense.
Really, because today's kind of a crazy day. I looked on the internet and looked at all the crazy days that March the 11th is.
See, and this is why Emerson's great. Because he planned for a show that we were going to be talking to maybe a cast of a certain play. We won't call him out, Romeo and Juliet. But today, since, you know, for whatever reason we didn't have him, he was ready to go with another show.
He's got a backup plan.
So
I love what I do.
This is when it really, because I would have been done for. I would have been like, I would have been like the Titanic.
Oh no! Here we go. Iceberg. Here we go.
I'm flying in the wind. No, he wasn't flying. He was just acting like he was flying.
I would have been.
Cargis room. Hey, I have fun. We have fun. It's all about our kids anyway. Pick up about our kids. Across the street tonight, I'm going to say it because our students go over there at Hope Baptist Church. They got an event tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a nice community event. Check it out. It's called Youth Awakening 2016. That's tonight, across the street there at Hope Baptist Church.
Got an email on that?
7 o'clock. That's probably, you know, so your kids got nothing to do tonight at 7 o'clock. Want to go somewhere and have some awesome time and get some awesome information and get some awesome data from Preacher Greg Locke. Hey, check it out, cross street.
I mean, they also have their drive-through.
Can I talk about that? Their drive-through prayer is awesome. I mean, not because of the coffee or the donuts they have some time to time, but they're always doing something, though.
Yeah.
That church is always doing, they're good community partners, you know. And I remember one time I was working for the city for Bart Peterson, and I walked there and I spoke to their pastor. That community is always doing something to help folks in the community, and I like that. Push the magic button on helping folks in the community. Yeah.
Yeah. I know your church does too.
Yeah,
friendship's church, always doing friendship something. Always something.
Yeah, friendship. Always something. Friendship. You know. Did you know today's Johnny Appleseed Day?
Did you know that?
March 11th, Johnny Appleseed. Who's Johnny Appleseed? Who's Johnny Appleseed? And gay Johnny down the street. Johnny Appleseed honors one of America's great legends. I'm cheating. But Johnny Appleseed was a real person. John Chapman was among the American settlers who were captivated by the movement west across the continent. As Johnny Appleseed traveled west, he planted apple trees along the way and sold trees to settlers. With every apple tree that was planted, the legend grew. That's Johnny Appleseed. So today's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Happy Johnny Appleseed Day.
Can you say Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed.
Also, today is Middle Name Pride Day. Did you know that? Middle Name Pride Day. My middle name is Leo.
Well, there's a day for everything.
What's your middle name, Mr. Easter?
Eric.
Eric. Zach.
Dow.
Dow. What?
Dow.
Dow?
D-O-W.
Get out of here. Man, you can stay. Mr. Harshman?
Nathan.
So if we could say Nathan, Dow, Eric, and Leo. Who are these people?
Right.
Who are these people?
Now, mine comes from, I had a brother who was about 4 or 5 years older than me that didn't survive. So they gave me his first name as my middle name.
Huh.
That's where mine comes from.
Mine, I don't know where mine came from.
He was Eric Steven.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because we played Lawrence Central this year, and they have an Eric Easter on their roster, and it looked weird to see it in print.
Eric Easter also is a Zek at Kittles. Named Eric
really?
Easter. I thought he was from Kenya. He was real tall and nice.
Could have been. Maybe had he
Any a couch. Yeah.
But
how did you get down?
I got mine through my dad. When he lived up in Michigan, he passed through my great-grandpa, through my dad, through his dad, through my dad, through now to me. The funny thing is my dad actually told me this. He told me that you guys, Dow Chemical Company, I'm actually related to that.
Woo!
That's actually an organization that I'm related to.
My dad and I. And
we got to talk later.
But yeah, I'm related to that name.
Okay.
And that way, so
Zach Harshman, how what's the history of your middle name or anything?
There's not much history on the way to hospital though. My parents had decided my name would be Nathan Zachary Harshman, and then when I was born, they switched it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not much history behind it, but
parents, they can do that. You know? They have the right to do that because you can't say that.
You know, one thing that you have to watch as a parent, and sometimes I know they don't think of it, but at the time, is watch what initials you give your poor kid. You know, we're all pretty lucky here, but you know, sometimes you can.
The world is cruel.
Leave with tough, yeah. Tough initials.
Yeah. Also, today is Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Mm. That's today also. You know, so yeah, Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Yeah, that leave that alone. That's it is what it is. Also, it's the Worship of Tools Day. The Worship of Tools Day.
Tools.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of, if you notice your dad out there later on, kind of bowing
to his hammer. If I had a hammer. A hammer in the morning. So if you see somebody singing that song,
mom and dad out there in the garage. Oh,
all hail the magic tool.
Yeah. All hail craftsmen.
Yes, all hail. So you'd be all like, say, you be in your garage, you know, yeah. You're going like, oh.
They'd be on the
all hail back. You
know, they'd be like, they'd be using those tools for the workbench and everything, building something.
Yeah. Or they walk tools, out. Or they walk out to try to find their favorite wrench, and they say, it ain't here. Zach, you got my tools. Today's tool day. I'm having a fit out here. I want my hammer.
All hail Stanley.
All
hail Stanley. Coming up with all the different
tools. Irwin.
Yeah. I love my tape measure. You know. Oh man.
And but you know, they always say a good craftsman never blames his tools.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So if I had a hammer in the morning. Also, national. This is something you kids really can appreciate. This National Promposal Day.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
It's that time.
National Promposal Day. Back in Men's Warehouse. That's an ad. I got to do a commercial now. I got to get them for some. Well, get them for underwriters. I said their name.
Yeah, we just named off every tool company.
Too. Yeah, go get them too.
Go get them.
Yeah, go get them too. We mentioned their name. We're coming to get you. Guess who's coming to dinner? Ain't City Portier. But anyway, to go the Men's Warehouse, the go-to destination for prom and formal wear.
I had a
expertise.
Mouthful of coffee when you said that.
Is excited to announce they have officially established March 11th as National Promposal Day. On this day, high school students across North America can celebrate their creativity by sharing their unique and often elaborate proposal to ask each other to the prom. To celebrate National Promposal Day, Friday, March 11th, 2016, Men's Warehouse has done some crazy stuff. So anyway.
We did a softball game last year, and I think we were right in the middle of a promposal.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
At the softball.
Okay.
They had, like, put all these cups out, and it was pretty neat.
I encourage all kids, you know, to go to prom. That's one thing that I didn't have a chance to do. I didn't stay in high school long enough to go to a prom.
You should go to one, yeah. I think. I went to two in high school, and that was enough, but it's expensive.
Ain't one enough?
It's expensive to go to prom.
Yeah. But if you can go,
you can do it on a budget, though.
But don't they have some... I thought they had some. This organization under nine might be able to.
Oh, there are. There are plenty of good organizations, but
didn't have back today though.
You can do, you know, there are lots of things you can do to cut down on the costs. Yeah. In fact, we had a whole segment of that on one of our marathons about cutting costs and.
Okay, we'll do it again. We'll
talk. I think it's a lot easier for guys to cut costs than girls.
When is the prom?
Oh, goodness.
14th of May.
Yeah, it's a week after
somebody
the marathon.
Knows. Maybe we'll talk about that Friday. That'd be kind of interesting.
No, yeah. But, yeah, it's a, you know, there are lots of ways that you can cut costs of prom. But, like, I think it's a lot easier, and girls out there, if you're listening in the gallery, I think it's a lot easier for guys to cut costs to prom than it is for girls.
Mm.
Am I right?
Guys are cheap.
Yeah. They're shaking their heads because, you know, the gowns are expensive.
Yeah.
Hair is expensive. Oh, yeah. The flowers makeup. Are expensive.
I get your hair.
Everything's expensive.
Yeah. Man, just got to wash up and put some clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use Dad's tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
Go to where Zach works and go on a shopping spree.
Yeah. Zach, you going?
I'm going to prom, yes.
Who you going to ask?
I'm excited because, well, first off, it's my senior year, and I got somebody special in mind.
What's her name?
her name is Casey Ruiz Flores.
Okay.
So I kind of, you know, I'm really excited about it this year. It's my senior year.
So you're going to ask her?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, ask her.
When are you going to ask her?
When you going to ask her? Is she listening?
Yeah, she's sitting right there.
Ooh. Oh.
So. Well,
okay.
Do you have to get down on the one knee?
Oh, here we go. I guess I'm going to bring the mic down with me. Hey, guys.
You want to get her in here?
Well, she's right there. She's right there.
We don't want to embarrass her.
No.
Oh, too late.
Because
I didn't get a chance to go. I really wish I would have went to mine. I mean, because that's something you can't get back. I mean, once you leave high school and you get into college, you don't have an opportunity to be in high school and go to a high school prom. And when you get older, like me, you will think about this stuff. Come on here, young lady. You're gonna think about this stuff. Look at it. What's up? You hear what he just said? Let me say it again. Say it again.
Casey, will you go with me to this year's prom this year? I've been at the Lucas Oil Stadium with me.
Yeah.
Push the magic button! Live radio, y'all! Yeah. I don't take that lightly. I don't take that high five. I don't take that lightly because, see, I went through four different high schools. Couldn't stay in none of them. I couldn't enjoy the things of high school life brung. This is part of high school life that you never get back. So high five to both of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, high five.
Congratulations.
I mean, I am serious, parents. I'm serious. You know, chaperone them. Do them right. Make sure you know where they're at. Give them curfews. Get back in time. Papas don't follow around like I would.
Take you to St. Elmo's.
Do all that, you know. Yeah, tell me you want the Peyton Manning special. You know, Peyton Manning, you want it, but you want it at city prices, not Peyton Manning price. Oh, man. Anyway, Nick, right. Got a big time news next week. On the 18th, Mario.
Mario Gisbert,
City, Panama City Beach, city manager will be calling in from Florida.
Panama City Beach.
We are looking forward to that show.
The world's most beautiful beaches.
It's about our kids. We want to keep them safe when they leave here and want to go on a spring break vacation. So we want to do all this while we got an opportunity. So parents, put that on your calendar because you might have a question because you have a email your letters. Email questions to schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Come on, airways will be full because he'll be calling in. But if you have any questions, schooltalk1@yahoo.com. I'll be glad to ask him your question. Thinking of questions, you guys got to get to class so your teachers can ask y'all some questions about why y'all come to school today or why y'all late. Miss Teresa's fault. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Like Mr. Easter. He went to college. He went to high school first, though. He went to college, came back to high school. How you do that? But anyway.
I think about that often. Because, you know, I read, like, some of my friends. They're like, moved out of country and all this. Here I am 20 minutes where I live 20 minutes from where I grew up. I like it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
If it ain't broke, don't
fix it. I'm like my grandma.
That's like, copyright cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And, you know, I thank my Zach and Zach guys today. Thank my donut girls today. I appreciate everybody coming in. And one thing I just can't stand, though, I just can't stand sagging. I can't stand it. Be a man. Pull up your pants. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what year it is. It's okay. New word. You look foolish.
Foolish.
You look foolish. You look foolish with your pants sagging.
I don't.
Like that.
I've never seen. I have never seen Dr. Butts sagging.
Ah, that would
have
be.
Have you ever seen that?
Now, what's the middle name?
I'll leave that one to you. It's K. That's Jeffrey K. Butts. That's all I know. But no, I'm saying,
ask him when he get him on the
I've
show.
I've never seen it, and he's successful.
Yeah. I mean,
Mr. Goins.
Yeah. I mean, look at
successful.
Look at him.
Yeah. Dresses to the nines every day.
To the nines.
Well, folks, look your best to be the best. Do your best to be the best.
Got it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it's the best school talk, that's the views of the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG or Giant 90.9. My views, the views of my guests. Well, until next week, I bring my guest in from Florida, calling in from Florida. You have a good day. See you next week on School Talk. Romeo and Juliet.